Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. I am so happy we were able to get a time slot to get Josh back on. He missed Monday, but he's here. And we have lots to cover. The big story, I think, is the Bruce Ohr revelations. And actually, he's been cooperative, which means a lot of these people, including Lisa Page, etc., are going to be called back to the Congress to actually witness again in front of Congress. And by the way, Congress has a lot of power. They have oversight power to the Department of Injustice, I call them, and the FBI. And it's my feeling that the heads are going to start rolling. Now that Bruce Ohr has done this, his friend, his collaboration with Weissman, the Mueller panel is dead. Like, you made this analogy before we went on air a minute ago, that you got a bunch of dead bodies, which are all the evidence to show the collaborations with the Clinton campaign, etc., and the fake dossier. But they're looking at a bunny rabbit out in the corner eating its carrots. That's Trump. There's no evidence of collusion. It's just insane. And now that we have the collaboration between Ohr and his wife, Nellie, who's a Russian expert, and totally keeping in the loop Mr. Weissman, what the hell is going on? Why is this adventure by Mueller continuing to prosecute people for even pre-Trump things like Manafort and Flynn? Flynn's son apparently has declared bankruptcy because of all the legal costs. This is freaking insane, and it's not justice. This is a perfect example of our justice system going haywire, isn't it?
It is. I mean, it's almost as if you have a serial killer that went out there and slaughtered a bunch of people, and the forensic shows that the blood of the victims is all over the knife. Yet there's an old lady crossing the street jaywalking, and so you're going to bust her and let the serial killer go. That's right. The equivalent. That's the equivalent of what's been going on with the Mueller investigation.
Well, I think part of it is that Mueller's doing this not just for the interests of the Democratic Party and the deep state. He's doing it for his own self-interest because he's got a lot of, if you want to call it, you know, he's got a lot of dead bodies buried around his property. He's got a lot of ugliness he's got to cover up of his own things in the past, isn't he? For example, Benghazi, I mean, you go on and on and on. This guy Mueller, he's got a lot of bones buried in his yard.
His ties to Russia are so deep, they're probably deeper than any member of the intelligence community. His ties to the Kremlin, his ties to Putin, his ties to Russian oligarchs, all of it. If anyone should have recused themselves, it shouldn't have been Sessions, it should have been Mueller. Because
right.
His ties are so deep, it's as if, you know, he's a Russian himself, almost. It's
now, apparently, the thing on Drudge now says Mueller to make major move. He's making a major move because he wants to tilt the election, because we're now 70 days away from Election Day. And as far as I'm concerned, in the next week, this Mueller thing needs to end. This should not affect the election, because there's enough knuckleheads and people under 30 and people that just don't use logic that are going to try to vote Democrat, despite the fact it's suicidal for a republic called America. The current Democrats are so insane and gone so far left, and so much just their whole regime is not to do anything for American public or debt or national security. It's just to oppose Trump, even if it kills the country. That's how insane this is. And if Mueller continues, there's a remote possibility, if they lose Congress, They're going to shut down all these investigations, and America will decay to physical civil war. And then people say, oh, no, that won't happen. I said, well, let me tell you, if they want to do everything Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders Claus does with national health care, getting rid of ICE, and doing all this other foolishness, this country will decay into multi-state secession from the Union, and you'll see America will disappear. There'll be a number of sub-republics. It will not be America anymore, will it?
No, it's going to get really, really bad. And, you know, as I was saying earlier, this whole situation of everything that we have and what we know is all on the Democrat side.
It's all of it, yeah.
There's nothing that's been found on the Republican side. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. No collusion. No nothing. No correspondence. No emails. No communications. Everything has been done on the Democrat.
Yeah, but Mueller's done nothing. Like you said in the analogy was, you got a serial killer with dead bodies right in front of you. You got a blood genetic analysis, and then we're trying to bust a lady for jaywalking opposite the street.
Exactly.
From the courthouse. I mean, it's like, are you kidding me? What the hell is Mueller doing? He is abusing the justice system to the point where I don't think anybody will ever trust justice in America again after what Mueller's done to it. And they certainly aren't going to trust the FBI and these intel agencies considering what's going on with Brennan and Clapper and all these other maniacs. All read up, by the way, the obscene administration of Obama, which, by the way, the ghost of Obama and Valerie Jarrett still exists 3 miles with a wall around it and an 8-suite compound 3 miles from the White House. This is ridiculous. This has never before happened in America. And by the way, Obama is to me a criminal who needs to be jailed. So does Valerie Jarrett and all the other co-criminals. And this is not an anomaly. This is not like McCabe and a few other people inside the agency at the top. This is endemic. People say, oh no, the lower level people are not involved. The lower level people are just regular people putting their lives on the line. They're enraged that this kind of crap is going on at the top. I'm sure the FBI and CIA and so on, they're just gone nuts. It's like, is our job worth it? I mean, some of these guys in lower levels probably, if they can, they want to just retire and say, look, I'm tired of this. I put my life on the line. I almost got killed here and there. I had lost my health here. I had a gunshot wound there. Somebody tried to poison me here. And they see this foolishness going on at the top, and they think, should I be an agent supporting this kind of CIA, FBI, Department of Justice? I don't think so.
Right. And again, you know, I know with the whole Mueller thing, you have to understand, it's a holiday weekend, it's Friday, it's possible that there could be something that could be dropped later this afternoon. But with Bruce Orr's testimony, it contradicts Peter Strzok's testimony, it contradicted James Comey's testimony, it contradicted Lisa Page's testimony. So there is a whole bunch of perjury here going on. And I'll tell you this, I know for a fact that in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be former FBI whistleblowers and former CIA whistleblowers that are going to be testifying under oath against Robert Mueller. And they're going to be talking about perjury. They're going to be talking about obstruction. And they're going to be talking about illegal wiretapping, including having the task of 17 Trump organizations that they were tasked with wiretapping, then that came directly from the top, from Barack Obama.
So they turned a counterintelligence agency probe into a criminal seek and destroy probe to find a crime because they don't like the person in the office of president. That's like saying, hey, Joe, you know, it's like a statement by Vladimir Ilyich Lenin 100 and some years ago. He said, you know, show me the man and I'll show you the crime. In other words, we'll find something wrong with you. In fact, I tell people, if you don't realize this, and I know this from my lawyer friends, and I'm like half a lawyer myself, if you don't realize this, every American has committed at least three federal felonies in some statute. And if you want to seek far enough, you can prosecute them and put them in jail. So every single American has violated at least three federal statutes in some way or another, completely inadvertently, but it doesn't matter, you'll still be prosecuted if they want to get you.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, look what they did to Paul Manafort. As I said, this is basically retribution. This is not a midterm election, folks. It's not midterm election. This is a two-year-long wait at revenge and retribution against anybody that supported the President of the United States. You see, the political class, they picked the candidate for America. and it was Hillary Clinton, and we dared to say that we're going to think for ourselves and not vote for that sick, lying...
By the way, it's not just the Hildebeest and they're supporting the Democrats. There's rhino Republicans, and one just died here of a glioblastoma. By the way, this is a common type of brain tumor dying of, we call bad politicians, that die of glioblastoma, multiforme. And the fact is that Mr. John McInsane, okay, I call him McCain, I talked to Deborah Tavares, and her husband, Lou, actually worked on the deck of one of the ships that actually was involved with McCain and his craziness when he was a young pilot. This McCain guy is one of the dark side GOP anti-Trumpers who's done everything he can to screw things up, like the health care bill that almost went through the Senate, and very much anti-Trump. And I guarantee you now the next senator coming out of Arizona is going to be a Trump supporter. It's not going to be a John McInsane. You know, God rest his soul, man. This guy was a bad guy. He was a maniac.
I don't like to speak ill of anyone that has passed, but I think it's absolutely incredible that he didn't invite Sarah Palin to his...
Well, I think it's obscene what he said a few years ago about Sarah, who would be a fantastic vice president.
If you like it.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Big issues. Trump just succeeded with actually scrapping NAFTA, just making the deal with Mexico. Now Canada is literally starting to try to negotiate, but they're still trying to play hardball to try to protect their dairy industry. Guess what? The tariffs in Europe are dropping for all the cars. The Europeans realize if they want to make a deal now, they got to drop all these tariff and non-tariff barriers, and that's freaking out the Chinese. In fact, they're going even to fortune tellers to figure out what to do next in trade. The Chinese are so freaked, they can't go to their supercomputers or their top politicians. They're going to fortune tellers to figure out what to do next because they think they're outsmarted by Trump. And they, guess what? They are.
They are. And you know what's going on right now? Now they're trying to use LinkedIn. They're trying to use LinkedIn to recruit Americans to spy on our own government and working for the Chinese. In April of 2017, there was 32 million Chinese on LinkedIn. That was back in April of 2017, so I would assume the number is probably north of 40 million. Folks, if you're on LinkedIn, which most people are, be cognizant of that. Be aware of the fact that if you get something and it seems a little fishy or it's coming from China, block it immediately, because they are trying to recruit Americans to do harm and give
them... Well, I get emails every day from China trying to get me to market into China or try to affiliate myself with China. China, basically, to me, is they have a problem with what I call a racial superiority complex. They think because China is a long-standing empire, they're superior to the West and whatever, and they're novices. They do not understand this. The totalitarian regime, even if you have intelligent people in China, they're terrified to invent something novel or they end up going to a Lao Dai prison camp. and aren't even Intel companies, and we need to start sanctioning them, are actually doing things like setting up filters in China, but they won't collaborate with, for example, the Pentagon to create a cyber protection screen to protect against our cyber attacks against our power grid, our air traffic controllers, and even our water treatment facilities. Google is so bad they won't collaborate with the Pentagon, but they're going to put a filter in China to sanction people. So if they don't agree in China, they're going to end up not being able to get on a train or a plane. How ridiculous is that? Our Intel companies and our these Silicon Valley guys need to be healed right now. They need to actually, and Trump is going to take them down. I can tell you, long before the 2018 elections, the next 70 days, you're going to see legislation come across the desk. Just like this Antifa bill, where if you're wearing a mask and you threaten the president, you go to jail, you wear orange.
Yes.
And these Intel companies, we need to turn them into utilities so they can't filter or shadow ban or filter out people that are...
Yeah.
And otherwise, make all their data public. So anybody, Joe Schmo, who's a techie guy, 10 years, decides that he's going to take that data and create his own thing. I just talked to the director of OneWay.com, and I just put them up on my site. They're one of the... our media sites that I put up on our list of media sites. And I got another one called Dialogue.com out of Toronto, Canada. And people need to start understanding, we're not going to put up with this crap from these Intel agencies and these big high-tech Silicon Valley billionaire companies. We're not.
Let me explain a couple of things. We don't need to regulate the Internet. I'm actually against that because I don't think you regulate.
You deregulate. You make sure that they can't filters. Even inside Google, there's actually a group of about 100 and some engineers that form a conservative group inside Google, because Google's got so many Silicon Valley leftists. Their problem is most of the people they hire are nutballs. These are people that are, gay and lesbians, bisexual, leftist, social communist Marxists. That's what they are.
Here's the thing, Dr. Bill. There's actually a section of the Communications Decency Act, it's section 230, section 230, and it states that no provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as a publisher or speaker of any information provided by another content provider. So, in simpler terms, that means that online platforms, like the Silicon Valley platforms of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter and so forth and so on, that host and publish speech, they are actually protected against a wide range of laws that do not hold them legally responsible for what others say on their platforms. It's part of the Communications Decency Act.
It's already there, right? In other words, if we wanted to have monitoring, it should be not those agencies. It should be like the police. So if someone puts a death threat on there, just simply have the police intervene and contact the person to put the threat on there.
I'm going to continue to do this if you're not going to let me talk. Listen to me.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is clearly that these Silicon Valley companies, they are already protected from any type of, quote, speech, whether it's fake news, whether it's conservative speech, whatever. They're already protected. So
I agree with you. Yeah.
What they are doing, essentially, is they are trying to be the publisher and the platform, and that's where they're going wrong. They need to just get out of the way and allow us to do what we want to do, and they're still protected from it. They don't have to protect themselves. The government has already done it through the Communications Decency Act, Section 230. So that's what I wanted to kind of relay. We don't need any more laws. We need for Silicon Valley to obey the law that's already on the books.
Exactly. In other words, what you're saying, if somebody's on there and they're, say, Al-Qaeda, or they're issuing death threats, have the law enforcement agencies, not the Silicon Valley minions, actually doing stuff like trying to become a totalitarian cyber state. So what you're saying, the laws that already exist protect them from becoming publishers, like a magazine that publishes something you'd be liable. You don't want them to wander into that area because, number one, it'll cause a firestorm of lawsuits, number one. And number two, it'll shut them down and destroy their business model, won't it?
Exactly. And not only that, but there are protections for hate speech and for intellectual property, theft and things like that in the CDA. So they don't even have to worry about that either. All of that is protected. So what I'm saying is, if we would just get enough Americans to understand that they already have the protections for freedom of speech, it's already there. So what they're doing is overkill. So there's either a multiple things going on. They either don't know the CDA, they either don't know about the law, or they just don't care and they're ignoring it. And if they're ignoring it, then they're in violation of the Communications Decency Act, Section 230.
I have a feeling that the last point you made is what they are. I think they're so bloated with billions of dollars and power, and the potential of even more power. For example, they're monitoring people's speech even on these various phone things, and they're actually, you know, you can be talking about a trip to Japan before you know it, you get ads popping up on your computer screen. And it might have been your phone laying in your bedroom when you're talking to your wife. So people don't understand that the Intel agencies and the Silicon Valley companies are forming what's called a cyber cabal to total control of the public. That's what's going on. And they're seizing for and realize, hey, we got this, we found the, you know, the lamp, you know, like Aladdin's lamp. We've got the lamp now. You know, they have total control, and they can make billions of dollars by just selling data to other companies for marketing or whatever. It's craziness. And then they want to create the cyber state, especially with things like 5G network and these supercomputers that are, and artificial intelligence. So in a few years' time, your Siri on your phone won't just be a stupid thing where, you know, I can't find such and such a location. It'll be an intelligent phone where it'll have a higher IQ than half of the people that are talking to it.
Right.
That's scary. I mean, people don't understand where things are going, and the Silicon Valley companies damn well know it, don't they? And they want control. They want the lamp. They want total control of your life.
They're not going to get it. We're going to stop them.
Exactly. We have to, or you're going to be in a cyber cage, and your phone and all these other agencies will all just work in collaboration with the deep intel agencies. The Silicon Valley guys will run.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So I'd like you to continue. I think what people should understand, there's lots of news stories happening right now. He was recently in Illinois with Mr. Braun. I saw him on Fox News this morning. I can tell you that Trump is really winning. I mean, if he was a baseball player, he'd be in the Hall of Fame already, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, what he's been able to accomplish in only 2 years is historical. And, you know, that's why we've got to make sure that we do not allow them to have back Congress. Because if they do, I mean, they're going to be doing over 100 investigations, from what I understand, 100 investigations. As I said, this is not a midterm election. This is basically a two-year-long wait at retribution and revenge against anyone that supported this president and the president himself. And as I said earlier, that is because they picked the candidate for you, and you said that they weren't smart enough, and therefore you didn't want that candidate. So what does that mean? That means that they now hate you, and they hate anyone that supported this president, and including, obviously, the president. So this is really more than anything else. It's just retribution. They're not going to govern. They're not going to care about the country. They're not going to care about people's financial security or their national security. They are strictly going to go after the president and anyone that supported him and do investigation after investigation after investigation for two solid years and try to impeach him. And it's going to be a nightmare. So
I saw the list of investigations they're planning when I was watching Hannity, It's mind-boggling. They're going to investigate the Trump family and his hotel corporations. If you go down to the list, it's like, this is abusive. This is crazy.
Over 100 things, yep.
Yeah.
Over 100.
Amazing. Where do you think, here's what I suspect. I think Mueller's going to get shut down in September. I think Trump is going to continue campaigning like an Energizer bunny. I think you're going to see at least a red ripple, but I have a feeling with the number of senators that I think are going to be pro-Trump, including not just the absolute numbers, but the numbers that will support Trump in legislation, because there's we have a lot of people, but, and you're going to start seeing a lot of what we call moderate Dems actually support Trump, too. They have to start distancing themselves from Nancy Pelosi and the craziness of the Democratic Party, or they're not electable, are they?
No, and we should hope that this walkaway movement really continues to gain steam. I mean, there's been hundreds of thousands of Democrats that have left and have become Republicans, but these folks need to come out and vote, too. You can't just leave the Democrat Party and then just sit there and go, gosh, I really hope that it works out for the Republicans. No, you have to register in your respective state as a Republican. There's some primaries that they don't even allow you to vote unless you are in a registered party. In the general, it's a little different. You can pretty much vote for whoever you want. But we got to make sure that these people are being registered as new Republican voters. Otherwise, the walkaway movement doesn't mean anything if they're not going to go vote and exercise their right and their ability to defeat the Democrats.
Yeah, you're good at these details, aren't you? That's why I like, if you're a poker player, you'd probably walk away with a pile of chips, wouldn't you?
Well, I try. I do the best I can. I just study everything. So,
when you're looking at it right now, though, I'm really positive. I think that the Silicon Valley companies, the media, especially after the big latest screw-ups by CNN, they don't even have the balls to actually, excuse my English, actually admit their error in misreporting, even after Lanny Davis actually makes a correction of his misstatement. I mean, how bad can a media company be when their audience is crashing and they don't even admit that they screwed up?
Exactly. And the word is actually testicular fortitude, if you want to be proper. But look, Lanny has been a longtime Clintonista. He's been somebody that's been on their payroll, if you will, either politically or financially for probably 20, 30, 40 years. So I think it's odd that, all of a sudden now he's representing Michael Cohen, who also has been close to the Clintons in the past as well. Lanny is a stooge. Lanny is somebody that is all Clinton all the time, the Clinton network, if you will. And even when he makes a mistake and when he's called out on it, or when he admits that the source was not accurate, CNN cannot allow the 17 people that are still watching to change their vote and to think anything otherwise. So they're going to continue to go with it because they're not a legitimate news source or organization.
A good example, I think you pointed out a few months ago, was the division of CNN that actually is based in Turkey. The Turkish division of the CNN. And it's an example of how crazy the CNN is, isn't it?
Well, CNN is international more than anything else, and they rely on international news rather than American news. And if they can find a story that paints America in a negative light, they're going to run that story no matter what. For instance, and this isn't international, this is actually domestic, but for instance, Ron DeSantis, did he say the wrong word? Could he have said messed up or, screwed up? Yeah, he probably could have. He did say monkey around. Probably not the right choice of words, but it doesn't mean that he's a racist, nor did he mean it in the context of anything racist, because he clearly says America and Florida in particular, we should not be monkeying around with socialism. Now, the left is going to use any excuse and opportunity to say that he's a racist because their candidate is so far to the left that he makes Stalin look like a conservative practically, okay? The guy is absolutely just out there. And so it's a shame that Florida Democrats voted for him, but they did. I don't believe he has any chance whatsoever in Florida to win the general election for the governorship. But Ron DeSantis, he didn't mean anything.
We know that, don't we? In fact, we know the fact that DeSantis is like calling Trump a racist. It's one of the most insane things ever to consider DeSantis as a racist. And The fact is, Gillum, if you actually look at his policies, they almost know that it's going to be destructive to the economy. When you're talking about a 40% increase in corporate tax rates, what do you think is going to happen? Corporate flights in Florida. It'll be insane what will happen.
Yeah, we're down to 21 right now. It should be down to like 15 or 13. But we're down to 21 right now from the tax cut bill. And he wants to not only erase that, he wants to take away your crumbs, a la Nancy Pelosi, and he wants to increase it to 40%. That is insanity.
Well, actually, I got a good joke for you. He wants to take away your crumbs and give you gruel. How's that?
No, he wants to take away your crumbs and give you, I don't know, like dead rats or something. I don't know.
That's why I call it gruel. You know, in other words, it's basically old slime that's laid around, and it's infected, and it's pustules, etc. That's what he wants to give you. And he wants you to be happy with it because everybody's got the same gruel. The rich and the poor all have the same gruel and the same dosage every day.
There you go.
Healthcare, I call like healthcare in Canada or Britain, hang the old medicine at the speed of light, and if you've got a serious problem, we just terminate you.
Yeah.
Or don't provide the care.
And let's talk about your state. And Gavin Newsom wants to do, by executive order, he wants to give healthcare to illegal aliens. Now they just passed a bill that you can't buy a gun if you're less than 21 years old. And they just mandated that all women, regardless of anything, whether they're qualified or not, have to be on all board of directors. I mean, California is insane. California is the most insane state I've ever seen. And all I can say is that I hope that they never take California policies and make them, you know, well, all over America.
Well, I got a joke for you. I call California, Comufornia, the state of insanity.
It is the state of insanity. It truly is.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is, there's real rational people. If you talk to the average citizen, they're not on side with these politicians, even Democrats. They look at them. I talked to my wife and I've talked to other people who are Democrats, and they see Gavin Newsom as a danger to even the Democratic Party here, because they know most people have enough sense to realize this will kill California, which is the fifth largest economy in the world.
Well, I wonder, though, if he's going to win. I would say he's going to hands down win the governorship.
I hope it's John Cox. If he wins, man, I'll tell you, I don't know how to take a geotectonic knife and cut my property and move to Arizona or somewhere else.
I'm telling you right now, he would make Governor Moonbeam Brown look like Ronald Reagan.
Maybe that's the idea, is to make Moonbeam look good.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Now, Kavanaugh is getting ready for the hearings in the next few days. I think right after Labor Day, we're going to start seeing the hearings of Kavanaugh. And I can't see that he's not going to get nominated. I have a feeling that some of these Democratic senators are going to have to vote for him, because otherwise they're dead in the water when it comes to the 2018 election, aren't they?
Well, you would think so. I mean, you've got Manchin, you've got Donnelly, you've got Heitkamp, and there may have been one or two others I can't think offhand. But, yeah, there are definitely some Democrats that are in some red states that Trump won, you know, overwhelmingly. that are going to be pushed to vote. What I would wonder, though, is I would keep a very close eye on Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski, but in particular, Susan Collins. I think that she's a turncoat. She's been a turncoat. Lisa Murkowski's been a turncoat. Thankfully, there's one less turncoat rhino establishment in the Senate right now. But
right.
Every one of these votes is going to be very, very important, and I would look possibly for Susan Collins to maybe shock us and not vote. I don't know. Well, I'm hoping that's not the case.
Well, I heard her comments. I heard her comments that I'll insert that she doesn't buy the thing of Kavanaugh saying it's established law, Roe versus Wade, because most of these Dems and these we call pro-abortion Republicans, they just don't want to repeal Roe versus Wade. Now, I've had on the show many times Jonathan Gray, who runs the How to Win in Court training, and he knows all of the Supreme Court justices over the years. He's been a lawyer for 50 years. And the fact is that what we're dealing with right now is the Rhino Republicans are pro-abortion, and the Dems are freaked out that the idea that he may change his mind when he gets to the court, and if they stack it with another Supreme Court justice after the 2018 elections, it's over for the Dems and the generation, and the Roe versus Wade thing will disappear. Then they'll go back to the states. Some states will still allow abortion, but they're going to end up probably having to restrict it to 20 weeks, which is what it used to be. We're only one of seven countries that, by the way, allows abortion to the last moment before delivery.
Wow.
Even in, and people don't know this, there's only seven countries on the entire planet, even that do abortions, that will allow it beyond the 20th week. So America has got a particularly nasty place where they're actually doing abortions on babies that have genetic defects or hydrocephalus or other things. And what people should understand is in countries like Norway, where they do this as well, there's no Down syndrome children at all, none in the last 10 years. Not one child is born in Norway because of genetic testing or other genetic disorders, which you can now do through the mom's peripheral blood smear, which can pick up the fetal cells. And what's going on here is that Lisa Murkowski and these other ones, like Collins, what they're terrified that so-called women's rights, it's not women's rights, abortion degrades women, reduces their right for fertility, and eventually if the state gets control, they're going to outlaw wild human reproduction, and the state will take over reproduction. They'll accept your gametes or a punch biopsy of your forearm to create a genetic hybrid or whatever from you and your sex partner if they're the same sex. And people say, well, that won't happen. We can do it today. So people that don't understand the science level of this and the fact that politics gets into everything, it's like some kind of WD-40. If you put it along a joint in the machine, it gets everywhere. And that's what politics does. It gets itself into places it has no business being into, including your bedroom or even reproduction. And these politicians like Collins, they're terrified that the so-called women's rights issue is not. If women want to control their pregnancy, I have no problem with them putting a valve in and stopping pregnancies. But killing the unborn opens the door for genetic engineering human fetuses in the future that are part animal. People don't see that, do they? Or for multiple parents.
I don't think they do, but again, I agree with your assessment that abortion will never completely go away. I think it goes back to the state,
right,
which is exactly where it should have been. It should have never been a federally mandated issue ever. That's where the mistake was. And then you can go and have abortions in whatever state you want to have it, or the people of that state could vote not to have abortions at all. So maybe
right.
It's like, you know, Alabama or Wyoming or Utah, it might be completely eliminated. But California, New York, and Illinois, it'll still be available. So
like we're both Hebrews. So in other words, the states that still allow abortion, they're going to be what we call non-nuke free zones, and they'll be sure to make sure there's maximum earthquakes when judgment comes upon them.
Well, yeah.
In other words, the fury of the Most High God is going to come down in these states that still do these things, because where this is happening is we've got 66 million. Dead babies here in America, and of course the first thing that Obama did was take away the Montreal Protocol to pay for abortions in his home country of Kenya. People don't understand this. America has pushed abortions around the world from this so-called fake law, which is just a judgment. It's not actually a law. People don't realize, and if the ultrasound had come out a few years earlier, there would be no reasons. That's why 78% of women who actually sign for an abortion in Oklahoma don't carry it on once they see it's a baby. It's not a lump of tissue in their gut, and it's genetically distinct. It's not their body. They don't do the abortion, even if they're an atheist, and they look, oh my gosh, it's a baby, it's sucking its thumb inside my tummy. And they don't do it. So, you know, the fact is, if you just simply have laws and say, hey, you gotta see if there's an ultrasound, you say, oh gosh, that's a baby, I don't want to kill it. You know?
Well, look, I think it's more of a situation in which, you know, you have some women, not all, but some women practicing and having abortions to basically use as birth control, and I think that's wrong.
Well, it's not only wrong, it creates Asherman syndrome. It creates an abnormal implantation, which means you can bleed to death when you have your next baby, because the placenta doesn't properly attach. You get a low attached placenta that can make you die and the baby die. And women don't get this. Asherman syndrome can make you sterile or make you have abnormal implantation so you can bleed to death on the next pregnancy.
I think there should be more adoption. I think there should be more, you know, health crisis, you know, like pregnancy crisis centers. Get rid of these Planned Parenthoods. By the way, Planned Parenthood, speaking of abortion, do you realize that they are now going to be in Reading, Pennsylvania's high school? They are actually setting up a pregnancy and crisis health center in Reading, Pennsylvania's high school.
You're kidding.
Apparently, the school has a higher percentage of unwed mothers that are having babies. So Planned Parenthood obviously is looking for more victims. So they're going to set up shop in a high school. Imagine that, in a high school.
Wow.
It wasn't bad enough that they're in urban centers and urban communities.
Well, let's put it this way. A generation from now, say 2030, 2035, 2040, if the state gets total control, especially like the Dems, wild human reproduction will actually be illegal. They'll put a valve in every girl so they can't have a pregnancy until they want, and they'll actually tell you that unless you're licensed, you can't even submit your gametes for reproduction in a laboratory. People say, oh, that won't happen. The state's crawling authority and laws and everything will eventually invade not only the bedroom, but even your ovaries.
Huh.
And people say, oh, that won't happen. I said, look, if the state can get control, just like look at the cyber companies, they will. Just like healthcare in Canada, healthcare in Norway, healthcare in Britain, where they wouldn't even allow the helicopter to take a baby that's sick to a hospital in Rome, that even the Vatican said, we'll pay for the baby and give them citizenship. They wouldn't let them leave.
Yeah, exactly. Look, I think that abortion is a terrible thing. It should be, you know, I would say outlawed as far as, you know, killing a human life is terrible. You know, there are certain circumstances that, you know, the life of the mother or something like that.
Well, there's no such thing as life of the mother. I've said everything, including the issue of abortion. And the women who have had abortions that I've personally seen, who had cancer even, they died really quick. The ones that didn't, their immune systems were strong enough, they survived. So if you have a tubal pregnancy, it's not an abortion. You're trying to save the life of the mother, and the baby's not going to make it unless you can transplant it to another mother or, let's say, an artificial uterus. But that's not an abortion. So when you have an intrauterine pregnancy, there is no medical indication whatsoever, ever, and I could put this in the court of law, for abortion. Now, there's say social circumstances, but you create a screwed-up uterus that can't have a normal pregnancy next time if you do an abortion. And if you do, you increase the chances of a complication of a, you know, placenta previa or other complications. So when people say this, they're fools. Medical facts are there is no indications. Tubal pregnancy, no problem. You got to do surgery or the woman's going to die. That's not abortion, okay? And if they want to include it, that's silly. It's like, sorry, that's not abortion. Now, in the future, we may be able to transplant that embryo to an artificial uterus or another surrogate mother. That's a different deal. Okay? That's up to the parents. But, you know, let's not mix apples and oranges. I think it's ridiculous. So, and by the way, I don't want women's rights to go, because if women's, you know, they're already replacing with cyber brothels. Two generations from now, by 2050, women will be irrelevant. We won't need a uterus to grow an embryo or a baby. We won't need women for sex. We'll just have cyber brothels and artificial Planned Parenthood will get into the baby making industry rather than just the baby terminating industry. How's that? Come down to Planned Parenthood, not Planned Unparenthood. How's that?
Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm, with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.